720 WGN, it is 5:50, time for your newsroom temperature check. That is sponsored by American Weathermakers, heating, cooling, and plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Mary, what's your story today?
Okay, so we all know Father's Day is this weekend. Did everyone remember?
Yes.
Yeah, well, could you imagine Father's Day for a Nick Cannon?
Who has
11 children. Well, he did an exclusive interview with the People, of course, and he said, you know, very nicely, well, I want to give all my kids a chance to bond with me on that day. So he's filming that day. You know, he's the Masked Singer host. So they're all coming in to give him gifts.
Yeah, and many of them are still like little itty-bitty babies,
they're
right?
They're like, 17 months old to 13 years old, I believe. Yeah, and with five different women, I think.
And a couple of them in the same year.
Yes. Yeah, I think a couple do overlap. I think there's some twins. Yes, with Mariah Carey. He has the twins. What are their names? Morocco and something?
They're not named Morocco.
They're not Morocco.
Is it in Morocco? Moroccan? Yes. I think I'm going to look that up now.
All right. I'm Googling it.
There's not
right
much
now.
More of a story, but he's just talking about all the macaroni necklaces he's going to get and the construction paper cards and, you know, all that fun stuff. Yes.
You're right.
Twins Morocco and Monroe.
And actually, the full name is Moroccan and Monroe. Who knew?
Oh, yeah, he's got some interesting name. Powerful Queen is one of his kids' names.
We'll cross that one off the list.
Golden Sagan. Yeah.
Are you going to school, Kevin?
Zion and Zillion. Those are two. And Beautiful Zeppelin. Yes.
Wow.
These are all his children's names?
Yes. Zeppelin, Abby D. La Rosa. No, that's one of the wives. Or not a wife. They're not. He didn't marry. Did he marry any of them?
No, you can't even keep up with this guy. All I know is he's got a lot of money and a lot more money than any of us knew.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He's hosted a lot of shows, but yeah. Beautiful Zeppelin and Powerful Queen. Wow. Wonder what those kids are going to turn out to be.
I don't know, but he's doing something right.
Yeah. And Kevin, do you have a baby name picked out yet, or are you still tossing it around?
We've been a few of those that Mary mentioned. Actually, we had talked about. Yeah. We have the name. We've got the middle name all set.
Yay!
Wow.
You two work so well together.
that one, I'll. You guys got to wait till September.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
No, you got to surprise us again, like you did with the announcement.
But yeah. Let me ask you this: did you have the name before you knew the gender?
Well, we knew what we would name him if it was a boy.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Did he have a girl's name just in case they screwed up?
But it's not a screw up, Mary. Girls are wonderful people.
They have, see everything in those anatomy scans now. She's like, let's triple check.
Well,
she goes, that's boy.
There's been mistakes once in a while.
No, I've seen it. It's a boy.
Yeah, I should see the picture. I'm going to frame it.
I did see the picture.
On his 18th birthday.
Proud
the first nudes
early.
Have been distributed.
Little Kevin Jr.
It's off to a good start.
Is it a junior? Well, at least tell us.
You have to wait, Mayor, September. Oh. Although we had our checkup today, our 24-week checkup, they think we might be even a week earlier than the initial due date.
Ooh.
But we'll see.
They told my daughter that, sorry, and she's...
she's still going?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Sometime late September.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, I just want to commiserate with the people of Palatine. You know, it's a sleepy northwest suburb, kind of quiet.
No, it's not.
Well, for this story, it's quiet, okay?
Number one wing, Steve, in my wing power rankings, Palatine, Illinois.
And our news director lives there, you know.
Gators wings.
Oh, since you brought up our news director, he was awakened on Sunday morning around 1 a.m. to this. Idea what it might be?
Oh, stop. That hurts.
It went on for 2 hours.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
in the middle of the night.
Well, it's not a car.
Are they cleaning the train tracks?
No. We thought at first there was maybe some malfunction with the National Weather Service sirens or something like that. So Ryan, because he's a reporter, was seeking comment from the Palatine police station.
Did he get out of bed and go check it out and put on his reporter outfit?
What else was he going to do? That's what it sounded like outside his bedroom window. And apparently the fire department tells us this afternoon it was a boat horn that somehow got stuck in the on position while being stored in the area.
Oh, man.
I guess a lot of people in Palatine were commenting on social media and elsewhere about having not gotten much sleep on Saturday night because of that going off for 2 hours during
the
night.
And what did the owner have to say?
It took him about an hour to find the owner, to get a hold of them, and to finally get it to be turned off. But Ryan said it went for nearly 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you lived out there and you were worried about it, now the mystery has been solved.
Yeah, now you know.
We service.
What do you know, Kevin?
Big night here in Chicago. James Beard Awards going down tonight. And we know one of the things we love about Chicago is our great food scene. So I have a list here of the top 15 states for foodies. Where do you think Illinois ranks in the top states for foodies?
43rd. Well,
no, this is just top 15.
Right, Steve. In the middle, so 8.
Mary's going with 8?
I would go with 11.
11?
6.
Six. It's New York 1, California 2, Illinois 3rd.
There you go.
Oh, what
is good. This is based on number of best food cities, average cost of food at a restaurant, number of James Beard 2024 nominations, and local farmers markets per capita.
So how does what does that mean by food prices? Because those have got to be two of the three highest prices in the country.
I don't have any more information on this, Steve,
well,
other than
story.
What I just gave to you.
I knew the whole backstory behind that stupid horn.
The horn. New York, California, Illinois, Oregon, Texas, Washington, Maine, Vermont, South Carolina, Louisiana round out the top 10.
I just thought since California had so many major cities and we only have one huge city that perhaps
they just edged out.
Yeah. So have you eaten at any of the finalists for this year's James Beard Awards? Have you eaten at, is it Elski?
I have not. That's the West Loop one, right?
Yeah. Lula Cafe, fantastic. Yeah, the pastry chef is up there.
Can I just say, I don't usually talk about restaurants with you guys, but we got a table at the Deerfield Public Golf Course last night.
Yeah.
Had a couple of beers watching the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get awards for it. I just thought I'd mention it.
No food?
In the middle of the course?
I've had tacos at that golf course, and they were great.
I ran into this guy who just came off the course, looked terrible, like the course beat.
He's like, finally, the round's over.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He said, Steve, it's Dave Bennett. How you doing?
One of the two Chicago chefs who are nominated for Best Chef at the Beard Awards tonight, Sujan Sankar of Indian, he was on our show on a Foodie Friday. And that restaurant is just supposed to be spectacular. So many good restaurants in Chicago. And did you see the article, I think, in the Sun-Times? And they said, here's the list of all the past winners. How many have you been to? And I was like, okay, I guess only 2 or 3. But check it out. Make dining out a source of fun sometime this summer, especially if they have outdoor dining. All right, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next.